The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, we're back at the top of the hour. And, of course, heavy snowfall still coming down in most parts of the country. And we're in central time here where I'm at. So, tip of the morning to you. Or top of the morning to you. The Treasury Department, just so you know what's going on behind the scenes here, Nellie Liang, Treasury Undersecretary for Domestic Finance, has been updating the department on CBDCs. Yeah.
Yilly bitty chilly bitty. The evil spirits are about to speak.
Yeah. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocket Chase Squirrel and Bullwinkle Moose. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat.
That trick never works.
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto, no doubt about it, gotta get another hat.
Yeah, we need another president. We need another administration. This one's sucking wind. Yep, and it's not Monica in Bill's closet. The Treasury Department is developing tech for the digital dollar while Congress debates crypto rules. You see, they want to move us into a digital version of currency so they can get everybody used to it. The Federal Reserve would issue a digital dollar that could be used the same way regular dollars are used. See, that's how it starts. Oh, well, look at that. It's no big deal. You see, that's what they do. They'll issue the digital currency. They'll keep their cash flowing. So you can go either way. Would you like to use a digital dollar today, sir? Or would you like to use a regular dollar? And you get to pick for a time. And then, well, you know what? Everybody seems to like the digital dollar so much, we're going to quit making the Federal Reserve note. Isn't that wonderful? And you all sit there sucking on your lolly lollipop and fall for it. I'm talking about a majority of America here. I'm not talking about us. We get it. We know this is already fiat currency. What other standard and store of value do we have? Nobody is thinking about that. You got to think outside the box. Our people probably are. Everybody listening to the show probably is. And if you're a young person listening to the show, you need to be thinking about it. You homeschoolers out there, pay attention. You need to think about how you're going to exist if all of a sudden you don't have access to legitimate money. There's a lesson for you, just like electricity. You want to find out how to live like the Amish? Turn the juice off in your house for a while and see how long it takes before everybody gets down each other's throat. I'm serious. This is not a joke. It's a test.
And not of the emergency broadcast system.
Nope. It isn't like that. Now, you have to figure out how you're going to survive. Barter would be a good thing. I mean, we're talking, you know, all they know and all we have history of is when they raise taxes in every respective country and start gouging consumers on taxes, the underground economy explodes and they can't regulate it. That's what makes them upset. They meaning their respective governments. They can't do that. So it's a problem now that they want a digital dollar. The mere idea, they won't have it this year, but they're working toward it. And if we don't start contacting our lawmakers and saying, this is not going to work, we don't accept it. It's bad enough you've given us fiat currency to play with, monopoly money. It's bad enough you've done this, and it's legal tender for all debts, public and private, because you said so. You know, and now you declare a national emergency. You see, what's to stop the moron in the Oval Office from just flat out declaring overtly martial law. What's to stop him?
Oh, well, it looks like a majority of the Trumpers out there and all the diehard conservatives and the Christians and the Catholics, they all want to riot against the country, so let's all lock it down.
What's to stop the moron from doing it? Nothing. We've already got a national emergency in place. It's just been extended for another year. I'll bet he does it again next year. I'll bet he does it during the entire term of his administration. Can you imagine this guy being elected to a whole nother term? Well, they've already stolen the election once, according to everybody that I've talked to. What's to stop him from doing it again? We the people. We the people need to keep an eye on what the other side is doing. Oh, the GOP is just too nicey-nice. Half of them are in on it. We're going to be talking to Jack Mullen about that at the bottom of this hour, by the way. Phone lines are open for those of you that want to enter the discussion. Enter, if you will. 844-769-2944. For those of you that want to go protectionist, here's some things you might take into consideration. These are products the U.S. is most reliant on in China. Find an alternate source if you want to affect China's economy. Electric blankets, umbrellas with a telescopic shaft, video game consoles, plastic artificial flowers, cooking appliances and plate warmers made of iron or steel, electric toasters, non-plastic artificial flowers, vacuum flasks, AKA thermoses, garden umbrellas, portable radio players and tape recorders, baby carriages and strollers. Just a partial list. This is what we rely on. So if you shop at Walmart, which hope to God you don't, they're woke. I'm sorry, Sam. I know you must be turning over in your grave right now. Don't know what to tell you, folks. If you're going to go all protectionist, you need to be reading the labels. Now, of course, you're going to go, well, what's to stop them from putting made in the USA labels on Chinese products? Nothing, except there is a law against it. Can't mislabel products. There is a law out there against it. Mortgage lending, by the way, has slumped again across the U.S. in the fourth quarter of last year to the lowest point in almost 9 years. Adam Data, who I rely on a lot, I've got a contract with them to supply me with information and anything I want to find out. If I can go into any market in the United States and I can find out exactly how many foreclosures are going on, how many are being sold, how many are on the courthouse steps, when they're on the courthouse steps, I can get the exact dates and times of every single piece of property in the United States because that's what they do. That's Adam with two T's, ATTOMdata.com. And of course, this last quarter, the data shows 1.52 million mortgages were secured by residential property, 1 to 4 units. That was the fourth quarter. That figure was down 24%. From the previous quarter of last year, making the seventh quarterly decrease in a row, down 55% from Q4 2021. Oh, my goodness. And why do you think that is? I'll tell you why. Because interest rates are skyrocketing. That's why people are not borrowing. They don't want to pay 6.5%. It's one thing if it was 2.5. Now it's 6.5. This is what happens when you drive inflation through the roof, folks, and then the Fed turns around. Jefferson and everybody else warned us about this, playing with the currency. It's crazy. And then Elon Musk, you think he's such a wonderful guy? He's opening up a $10 billion Tesla Gigafactory. Isn't he wonderful? In Mexico. Great for American business, isn't it? Yeah, they're going to produce a new type of car. Yep. Nuevo León is going to get a $10 billion gigafactory. And see, now why do all the Mexicans need to come here? They can just get a job there. Now, does that mean that we have to buy Tesla products anymore? No. That's the sad state of affairs on our economy. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, it was fine, Dave. This economy thing. Did you see yesterday where the Treasury Department made an offering for bonds at 4.5% and nobody bought any?
Yeah, amazing. What, What, the Chinese didn't buy any? They're the ones that hold a lot of them.
Yeah, remember, Japan used to own, you know, so much of them. Mm. Secondly, I hypothesized about draft. Did you see where the Kiev junkie is telling, did an interview the 24th, and he's in a live interview, he's telling us that we have to have our sons and daughters fight in war. It's
wow.
Sickening.
Well, you know what's sickening, Kevin? What's sickening is that the national emergency has been extended for another year based on that. That's a problem. Because if all of a sudden the guy, the wannabe porn star in Ukraine is sitting there talking and telling Biden, you've got to reinstitute the draft. Well, don't you have to formally declare war? I guess you don't. I guess Congress, it doesn't mean anything to Congress that you should be involved if we're going to put boots on the ground in Ukraine. Because then it wouldn't be a proxy war anymore. It would be an actual war, an actual confrontation, and we are not going to win that. Because I'll tell you right now, either Russia, China, Iran, or North Korea, Iran's close to having a nuke. Any of these things could happen. We'd have that one. All you got to do is send a message to Washington, D.C., is to put one nuke over Kansas, 275 miles up, and detonate it, and everything, we're all on a level playing field at that point.
Yep, and yesterday they did an annual update on the substitute cities for Washington, D.C. They do this annually.
Oh,
and
my.
They have five cities that are substitute cities.
Pray tell.
Denver, yeah. Omaha, Atlanta, Nashville, and one other city closer to Washington, D.C., Raleigh. North Carolina.
Raleigh, really? And I didn't know they had underground bases in Raleigh. I knew they had one in Denver.
Well, they've got substitute cities, and so yesterday when they did annual update, they decided they're going to do it semi-annually. Now they're increasing.
My.
So,
they all got plans for themselves, don't they, Kevin?
They sure do.
Now, the hell with all the rest of us. The hell with we the people. Oh, hey, quick, run for cover. Duck and cover in our own little city. Oh, my God. That's a laugh in of itself. You know, these people think they're really going to escape the wrath of God? I don't think so.
Well, right. Oh, that's crazy. Yep, that's how evil thinks.
You're right.
Well, all
sense of rationale right out the window, isn't it? Wow. God bless you, sir. Hope you have a quality weekend. Oh, man. Oh, just, this is great. And thank you so much for helping us out here at the Power Mall and the Power Hour. Ron in Michigan, go ahead.
I have an article here. The Ford Motor Company is going to build a $3.5 billion battery park near Marshall, Michigan, 1,900 acres by I-94 and I-69. It was announced after Governor Glenn Youngkin, Republican of Virginia, the governor there, he announced that he's pulling out because it was a front for the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese battery manufacturer CATL will operate the Marshall plant while Ford will own the land of the factory itself.
Ooh.
So the Chinese Communist Party is going to be running the plant here in Michigan. And then Governor Whitmer chimed in. I'll make sure that this is a big deal, she said. I'll make sure the production lines are installed by global stocks or shocks or shipping delays. We're going to make electric vehicles top to bottom right here in Michigan. I'm grateful to Ford, an American icon, for believing in Michigan.
So the Chi-Coms will be running
the plant, and Ford is going to own it. So.
I got one more for you.
That was in my building trades paper, and they're big on the unions and Democrats and all that. So I wonder if the Chinese are going to allow unions in there, you know, how they like the slave labor and the social credit scores.
I got another one for you, Ron.
Okay.
Missed a car payment. Future Ford vehicles could repossess themselves. Ford Motor Company, I'm serious, has filed a U.S. patent application that shows autonomous or semi-autonomous vehicles could potentially repossess themselves if their owners miss lease or loan payments.
Yeah.
Oh. So these self-driving cars, all of a sudden, it sounds dystopian, but here's the thing. The patent is titled Systems and Methods to Repossess a Vehicle. It explains how a future lineup of Ford vehicles would be capable of disabling a functionality of one or more components of the vehicle. And if the driver misses a car payment, the vehicle will disable air conditioning, radio, GPS, cruise control to irritate the driver. If the owner misses more payments, the repossession cycle will worsen. The car would emit an incessant and unpleasant sound. Worse, the vehicle might lock out the driver on certain days until payments are made. And if the lockout doesn't work and payments are missed, the vehicle could actually drive to a safe nearby location for a repo team to seize it and avoid confrontation with the owner. Imagine if he's got that thing parked inside his garage and they activate that.
Yeah.
And the thing crashes, it backs out and crashes through his garage door because he's trying to hide the vehicle. Folks, I hate to say this. Now you know why I traded in and got rid of. I'll never own another Ford product again. And based on the fact of what Ron just said, he's outside the box here. We're thinking critically here now. I would never buy another Ford product again, like I would never buy another Tesla. If he's going to move that stuff to Mexico and make them all rich, what would happen if all of a sudden, Elon, if Mexico nationalized your factory? Where's all that going, huh? Think about all of what is happening in the world today and how they look upon us as idiots and the enemy. Yeah, what was that? The enemy is us, that Pogo cartoon. Remember that? Wow, that's crazy, Ron. I'm telling you, this is where we're headed. This dystopic future. This is nuts. Imagine parking that vehicle in a garage and all of a sudden you haven't made a payment in months and it takes off and crashes through your garage door and goes out where a repo team can find it all busted up. And then they take you to court and they sue you. And because of the fact that you had it in your garage, not only is your garage damaged and you got to file an insurance claim for that, and the insurance company's going, well, that wasn't natural occurrence. That was because you tried to hide that vehicle, and so we're not going to cover it. So they give them an excuse not to pay the insurance claim on your garage door. So not only do you get to get denied homeowner's insurance when you find out a claim because you contributed to the error, knowing that if you parked it in there, they could take it and crash your garage door while taking it. I mean, the insurance company's in. It's like no holds barred here. We don't stand a chance buying Ford.
A kid out in the driveway. Yeah. The car crashes through that runs the kid over.
Oh, that would be something, wouldn't it? Oh, good. Outside the box thinking there. Oh, my God. Yeah. That sounds like your wife wants to chime in. Put her on the phone.
She's like, pick up the phone. You want to chime in?
Oh.
That's Sue.
That's Sue?
Oh, hi. Autonomous car did kill that lady crossing the street in Arizona.
I remember hearing about that.
It's just not safe.
It isn't. These self-autonomous cars, I'm telling you, Tesla and Ford, if Ford is going to, they're thinking that this is the wave of the future. I'm sorry, this is not the Jetsons, folks. Sue, I appreciate your chiming in on that. I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, and Ford recalled their truck because the battery was catching fire. So this electric car thing is not safe, and everybody needs to know that.
That's right. Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue.
God bless
I appreciate
you, too.
That. God
Take
bless
care.
You. Yep, all right. This is great. I love it. When you get it, and see, this is the audience is bringing their own material because they get it. They understand exactly where we're going with all this whole thing. They understand that, you know, this extension of the national emergency for one full year, this is not only moronic, it's dangerous because it gives our government the right to basically come in and say and do anything they want. Then now we got private technology coming in. I'll tell you what, if the Chinese are going to come in here and buy up land and they're going to own it and they're going to set up a Ford factory. Hey, Whitmer, I got a clue for you, Whitmer. Gretchen, Hansel and Gretchen, hey, we can put you in the oven too. You can do anything you want to ensure that they're going to have a supply chain and it's all going to be functioning. But if nobody wants to buy your vehicle, I would never, ever buy a Ford vehicle the rest of my life, even if my life depended on it. I can guarantee you We have an acronym for Ford, found on road dead, fix your repair daily. Just imagine what would happen when they come out with a vehicle that repossesses itself and you bought it. Wow. Go ahead, buy that F-150 electric vehicle and see how long it lasts before it blows up. Go right ahead. These people, I'm telling you, we all knew that in the end times that science and technology was going to increase, says it right in the good book. But this is just nuts. We have a perfectly good system of cars. In fact, did you know nearly 70% of motorists are nervous about self-driving cars, according to a AAA survey? 68% of respondents said they're afraid of fully self-driving vehicles, up from the 55% so who said so in last AAA last year's poll. 13 percentage point increase is the largest since 2020 through the group's methodology for gathering data for the poll. Wow. They don't trust self-driving vehicles. It's dropping. We're not in a position. We are 30 years at least out on this technology. We shouldn't even be talking about digital currency. This whole thing, I'm telling you, it's hackable and it's going to fall apart. Let's see. We got to go to the phone line now here. Mike in Alaska, go.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Doing great. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. It's starting to turn into spring up here. It's going to be 25, 26, 27 every day next week, and it's warming up. And
wow. I feel fortunate here, Mike. Go ahead.
My family down in Montana, it was colder there than up here in Fairbanks, if you can believe that, David.
Wow. That is hard to believe. But they got the winter storms, the geoengineering going on up in Montana.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Where's Al Gore, the weather whore, when you need him?
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. I like that. The weather whore. I always call him Weatherman on crack.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand that pompous ass. He makes me disgusted. He looks like Satan when you look at this guy. And you know, getting back to that, I got a couple things here. But getting back to that self-repossessing vehicle, they've kind of had that for 20 years. When you buy a car on payments, some of the dealers now will put a chip in it. And if you're late on a payment, they'll shut it off. They will literally shut your vehicle off. It will not run. And hopefully it's in your driveway. It will not run. You cannot start it until you make a payment.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I knew that was going on, but I'm talking about the self-autonomous vehicles that actually will start up and drive away without your permission. So, you know, what do?
Oh,
you
yeah,
call up and you report it. You report it stolen. And the cops go, oh, no, it's a civil matter, sir. It's not criminal. You didn't make your payments. Now the cops know. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you better lower your tire pressure, take a tire off, or maybe jack your truck up. Jack your truck up at night.
Yeah. I love it. Take all the tires off and put the truck on jacks and see how
jack that son of a bitch up, put it on blocks.
Yeah.
You know, it's doomed to fail, David. It's doomed to fail like most of this stuff they're doing. It's the corporations. The fascism and communism are one and the same. Communism is international. Fascism is local, you know, per country. And it's one and the same, and the corporations are killing us. And, you know, a friend of mine, he works for the USDA. He's a government employee. There are some good government employees. And, you know, this lithium thing and the solar mirrors and all that, and these batteries for the vehicles, it takes 400,000 pounds of ore to be processed with diesel crushers, diesel loaders, caterpillars to make one battery that weighs 1,000 pounds. They don't tell people that. The wind turbines, to make the blades, produces more carbon than that thing will ever mitigate. And guess what they're doing? They're taking those wind blades, the blades in North Dakota and over in Tehachapi down there in California, They're burying them out in the desert. Their life expectancy, if they don't get crosswinds, the life expectancy is about 20 years at the very most. My. And these things use deer lube and oil, synthetics, and will never stop pumping oil. Oil is an endless supply, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
You know, they found those. But this guy that works for my friend, I don't want to say his name because he might get in trouble. This is,
no, that's all right.
Jake.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll call him Jake. He has been researching Roundup and honeybees and how the wind turbines are killing the wildlife and the solar mares like Ivanpah down towards Vegas. My buddy Brady's probably called in too by now. But down there in Ivanpah, he did a 2-year study, and Ivanpah, the solar array, is a directed beam. It focuses on a central point. All those mirrors focus on a central point, which heats up the oil, which heats up the steam. If they're off a few degrees like they were during startup, it'll fry that tower. But he said that Bill Gates, who owns that solar refinery, I call it, he commissioned the USDA to do a study on they're having a problem with the birds getting fried in the directed rays. The birds fall right out of the air and hit the mirrors and pollute the mirrors, contaminate the mirrors. He said he found thousands of honeybees also are getting fried. And he's in the process also of studying Roundup. Do you know Roundup? They have Roundup ready seeds now.
Of course. We knew that.
It's what it's doing. That the Roundup pesticide goes up in the fibers of the corn or whatever you're growing, seed plants or grain, and now it's coming out of the fruit itself, and it has migrated to all the surrounding trees and bushes around these farms down below, and they're having a big, they don't want to tell anybody. People are getting poisoned, but they said that when the honeybees started dying 15 years ago, that was when they started introducing Roundup ready seeds. He has a direct correlation with that. Well, they did it when he did that study out down there in Ivanpah. They banned him for life because his report did not jibe with what they wanted.
Their narrative. Exactly. Well, we got a break here. I wish I had more time to talk about this, but we are coming up to the break. If you want to call back in, we're going to have a discussion in the next half hour with Jack Mullen. By the way, Patrice in Ohio, hang on a second. Discover card, by the way, if you're going to go out and buy firearms, please don't use your Discover credit card to do it with, because they're now the first credit card issuer that is going to track gun purchases made by their cardholders. Don't do it. Visa caved to pressure from gun control groups as well, agreeing to flag gun. And I mean, pretty soon you're going to have to pay cash. MasterCard and other major credit cards are also going to do the same thing. So don't use a credit card. Use cash if you're going to buy guns. These people are just not. They want to track us is what they want to do. Patrice, hang on. We're going to get past the break. If you want to call back in, you can do that. We appreciate it. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, electric vehicle companies are starting to see a fall in demand. Now, there's some good news for you. Nobody wants an electric car. Gee, I wonder why. I will be back after the bottom of the hour break with Jack Mullen. Stay with us.
Leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And you are, my friend.
Power to the people.
Where, oh, where is Jack?
Power to the people.
He's not here, but you are.
Power to the people.
32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, March 3rd, 2023. Dave Krieger with you on this segment. Thank you so much. Oh, don't tell me Mike Pence is going to run for president in 2020. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. That turncoat? Oh my. You see what this country has become? These people, these politicians get it in their head that people are going to vote for them. I wonder what they're going to say when they get up and they start campaigning and they get questioned by people when they go campaigning across the country and they run into these 80 plus million voters who all are going to go back to J6 and start in on Pence. Where were you, Pence? Where were you? What did you do to help the situation out? They're going to all start pointing fingers at what happened on J6, and they're going to point a finger at Pence. Mike, you don't have a chance. They don't forget. Yeah, just like 9/11. Yeah, we won't forget. We told you already, electric vehicle companies are starting to see a fall in demand. I love it. People just need to stop buying them and Fords and everything else. And everybody that's going to try this nonsense technology, I think people, when you go in to purchase a vehicle, you need to start asking, is this sort of thing, this sort of technology in my vehicle? Because if it is, and I can't make a payment, I'm going to put my, I love it. I love it. I'm going to put my car up on blocks. Good luck trying to get it out of my driveway. Take all the tires off. I love it when the audience brings their own material. This is great.
Patrice in Ohio, how are you doing on Friday?
I'm good, and you?
I'm having a blast on the show today, man. I love it when the people bring their own material to the show.
Oh, wow. Well, so I'm sticking to my motto. I no longer acknowledge your false authority on every level. Every day, every day, it's greater and greater. And
gets that way. What do you think of this national emergency?
Well, which is planned. That's been planned.
Yep.
Because, you know, he's the stooge. So, and yesterday's guest, Lex Green, I guess the takeaway is that it's just a free-for-all for the power structure. They're all having to dig in and figure out how they're all going to be on the next level. So they're, you know, merging, working deals, figuring out who they're going to align with and such, which brings me to the point of, did you ever happen to watch a series called Man High Castle?
No.
Well, it deals with the fact that it starts like in the early 60s where the reality is that Japan and Germany won World War II, and the United States was taken over by Japan and the Nazis. And so the West Coast was the Japanese Pacific states, including Hawaii and Alaska. And the Nazis had, like, a huge amount of the greater Nazi Reich that they called their territory. But then there was a neutral zone from the top of Montana, a little west, going through Colorado all the way down to Mexico. And Cannon City was a neutral zone. So that's like, if you didn't agree with either what was going on, that's kind of, it was, they literally called it the Wild Wild West in the show. So it makes me wonder if you go back to this, because, you know, their predictive programming, it's like, okay, so maybe it's not Japan, maybe it's China. And, you know, is it the greater Nazi Reich? Is that what ends up, who wins out of, you know, Ukraine, NATO, blah, blah, blah?
It's hard to predict, Patrice. It's really hard to, to predict. This is the thing. You're going to talk about Red Dawn ideas. That means that Wolverines have to exist out there. And see, our government, even though Hollywood produced this movie, Red Dawn and Red Dawn 2, which really sucked. I mean, Red Dawn 1 was something. But the thing is, if they're going to have this, it means that, you know, there has to be a contingent, or they're aware of a contingent in America that is willing to fight and die for what it believes in. And you wonder why we have this division of red states and blue states. I mean, this all, it's pointing in that direction. And people, when I say the potential for civil war in America exists because history repeats itself and those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it, I'm not kidding. I mean, this is, you know, the famous George Santayana even said this. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why. People are stocking up on guns, food, and ammo, because in order to fight a civil war, you have to have a way to sustain. And that's the only way. You got to have food, you got to have water, you got to have guns, and you got to have ammunition. And I think, you know, that brings us to our gardening, farming, and homesteading segment here. And I appreciate your call, Patrice. You always come up with something that's, you know, gets me thinking outside the box. I love you for that. Thank you. 10 ways to grow food in a budget. If you're not getting our email blast, if there's any way you have a neighbor, you have somebody that can get emails, please go subscribe. Because it's spring now, it's the perfect time to plant crops for homegrown, organic, non-GMO, and pesticide-free food. We have seeds from two different manufacturers that are hybrid non-GMO seeds that you can buy from the Power Mall and keep us going. You can regrow plants from kitchen scraps. You ready for this? Here's the ones. I'm going to give you the plants that you can regrow from kitchen scraps. Potatoes. Yeah, you can plant them right in the dirt. Watch them grow into mini potatoes. Garlic. You can take the garlic bulb apart into cloves, plant each clove in the ground and water. It's that easy. One garlic bulb can make 10 or more new garlic bulbs. Did you get that? Ginger can be grown in the ground or in pots. You take a piece of ginger root, plant it straight in the ground, water it regularly. Your ginger is going to be ready to harvest in about 6 months. You're going to save money, not going to the grocery store and paying that expensive price. Pineapple, one of the most, we've done this. I've done this. Pineapple is one of the most unique fruits grown in tropical environments. How? If you take the root and the core and you put that in a cup of water, you can transfer it and plant it, plant the top in the dirt. In about 2 months, you're going to see that plant established. You can actually grow pineapple. And, of course, you have to water it regularly, weekly, preferably. Dry beans and legumes, such as garbanzo, lentils, and bush beans, very easy to grow at home. Sunflower seeds, if you throw a few in the garden, they're going to turn into gorgeous sunflowers. Onions can be planted in whole or in part. That has the root mass on the bottom. Once planted in the dirt and watered regularly, the roots at the bottom of the onion will begin to grow. Green onions will form at the top. They can also be regrown in water with the roots submerged in water. Tops stick out and placed in front of a window, so they're getting sunlight. You can also grow green onions in a cup of water and cut off the tops as you need them. They'll continue to grow. Basil is another one. Growing that couldn't be easier. Take a stalk of basil, put it in a jar of water, and the roots begin to grow. Celery. Every time you buy a celery stalk and you want to cut that off, you cut it off, and what are you going to do with that celery stalk? Well, just replant the bottom and watch a whole new celery plant grow. I mean, these are things you can do. I mean, you can plant the celery base straight in the soil or begin the regrowth process in a bowl of water, change the water out every day, plant once the celery begins growing, which happens in about a week. Did you know? Same goes with romaine lettuce. Cut off the base, plant it again. Avocado trees can be grown from the pit of an avocado. I know everybody's like, wait, I've tried that before. Well, the pit will regrow if you put it in the soil and water it regularly. However, many prefer to start the avocado sprouting process indoors. To do this, you place toothpicks, four of them, in the sides of the avocado, pointy side up, and the rest in a glass of water, keeping the bottom half below and the toothpicks wet. You got to keep the toothpicks wet. Put it by a window. In about 3 weeks, the pit will split open. About 2 weeks later, the stem should sprout, and then leaves will begin to sprout from there. It takes about 3 months. When the tree is about 8 inches, pinch the top leaves off and plant it in the soil. Now, I've just provided you with some solutions here because we're all about that. NASA says these 18 plants are the best at naturally filtering the air in your home because of what's in our air. So, you know, there's an article there that talks about taking out trichloroethylene, formaldehyde, benzene, xylene, and ammonia. And, of course, everything that we use in the house has all sorts of long-term and short-term exposure effects. So, you know, we're all about non-toxicity, right? And you also have to make sure, according to the article, to do research to ensure your furry friends stay safe because some of the plants might be toxic for them. I've also included, as I said previously, for those of you who dare to, you can go to a website called deeprock.com. Now, you want a way to make money. I'm going to give you a way to make money without having to go very far from your home. It's called well drilling. Deeprock.com sells a well drilling kit that will go up to 150 feet, maybe even 200 feet, for about $3,500 to $4,000, all right? Now, can you drill your own well without anybody knowing about it? You can answer that question. And I have not seen the manual water pumps on deeprock.com anymore. However, Lehmans, LEHMANS.com. They carry them. And I'm including a link there because we often tend to overlook water because it seems to be so plentiful. But when the regular water supply becomes unavailable or tainted, just ask the people of East Palestine, Ohio about it, you quickly realize how important water is to your survival. And so as a result, Lehman's carries a big selection of water pumps, parts, and tools to make sure that your source of pure, clean water never runs dry. They've got the old-fashioned well hand pump, which requires what? No electricity. You'll be the pride of the neighborhood. Yeah. So perfect for remote cabins and camps, any place you want a reliable backup source of water during power outages. And they have shallow well and deep well. So if you go and you get one of these deep rock kits, you can actually rent the kit to your neighbor. Think about it. Talking about barter here. Maybe you have something that the neighbor wants and the neighbor has something you want and you have a way to access well water. And you rent him the kit. You don't actually go over there and contract out because that would be violating state law. But if you rent him the kit and he retains you as a consultant because you drilled your own well, he may need a well for the purposes of installing one of these hand pumps. And if you have a back stock of hand pumps, imagine what you could barter or get for cash. Imagine what you could do in the barter business. I know it's kind of high dollar, but hey, within 72 hours, if you don't have water, what happens? Your body shuts down and you die. So think about putting a well hand pump somewhere where people can't see it. In other words, you build a little shed after you drill the well because you'll need to have a complete exposed area. And you're going to pour your pad, you're going to put your shed on there, and you're going to hide the well. You put a little drain pump in there, a little drain in the floor, and a little stem out the side because you need that to be able to get water out, any overflow, because, you know, Fido needs water too. And you don't want to waste anything. This stuff is precious. You want to have a way to drain that out because after you get done pumping, sometimes the water continues to come up out of the ground and it's going to overflow and you need a way to drain it out of there. You don't want to ruin the concrete. So you want to have a drain in the bottom of that little well house and you want to hide the hand pump so nobody else knows what's in it. Make it look like a shed. Okay. Who's to know any different? See, because if the enemy, which could be your very own next door neighbor that's not prepared, sees that you've got well water and he doesn't have any access to water, what do you think he's going to do? If he's got a gun, guess where he's going? Think about it. I don't have to elaborate on this. People might think I'm an extremist. I'm just talking about, you know, human nature here, folks. And there is also an article in our email blast about 9 surefire ways to control ants that have invaded your compost bin. They are rarely helpful for the compost. Once they get a foothold in it, they can overrun the contents and make a mess of things. And there's 9 proven ways to control ants in your compost bin and how to keep them ant free. I like to put, I got red worms. I must have at least 750 red worms in there by now because about every 90 days they reproduce. So you got to learn how to outsmart the food, the current food shortages. And so we've got articles in there about a nutritionist who is sharing her hacks. Shortages of some fruit and vegetables are going to take 2 to 4 weeks to be resolved, according to the Environment Secretary. So we want to try to help you with these email blasts. We'll show you how to make smoothies, frozen diced onions, just various recipes. And there are several different hacks to growing your own veggies. You know, we're all about solutions. Did you know that the U.S. cattle inventory has now sunk to its lowest level since 1962, according to data from USDA? Their biannual cattle report showed that as of January 1st of this year, there's an 89.3 million head inventory which is 3% lower than the total from a year ago and the lowest since 2015. Of that number, 38.3 million cows and heifers have calved. Additionally, there are 28.9 million beef cows, which are those explicitly bred for slaughter and meat sales as of the start of this year. But here's our other problem. What's to stop them from putting mRNA in your meat supply? This is why people are going out and buying enough acreage where you can have a couple of beef cows. And whatever you do, if you're going to do this, please do not name your animals. My kids did this and I let them get away with it. I had a heifer and a steer in the pasture and they called them Big Boy after JB's or Shoney's Big Boy restaurants, Big Boy hamburgers, Big Boy and Rosie. And I'm like, no. Really should not name them because then they become your pet. No, I don't want to kill the cow. I'm eating Big Boy and Rosie at the table. And then it starts all sorts of brouhaha at the dinner table. Who's the one surviving here? Come on, think about the food order. Think about the chain here. We don't want to go to cannibalism, eating other family members. Then they'll think you're, what are you, Jeffrey Dahmer? Yeah. Under COVID-related news, it's not in your mind. There are people out there, believe it or not, there are experts in the field that are all saying that long COVID is in your mind. Oh, it's in the category of functional neurological disorders. Yeah, making some patients feel like the medical community thinks their symptoms are all in their head. Well, guess what? They're not. Half the people with long COVID symptoms fit that criteria, diagnosed with myalgic encephalomyelitis chronic fatigue syndrome, which often flares up after a viral infection. And of course, there's a lack of consensus because why? They want to throw big pharma drugs at you. Long COVID symptoms share many similarities with post-jab injuries, and it's likely both are rooted in mitochondrial dysfunction. Improving your mitochondrial function will help reverse the problems caused by the jab or the virus. We have those remedies, natural stuff at the Power Mall if you just call and ask, right? Power Mall's open, by the way. A House subcommittee is announcing their first hearing on the COVID-19 origins. Like they didn't already know. Come on. They're doing it for the ship show, for the mainstream media to do whatever it is the mainstream media does, sit in the closet and play with themselves. Yep. Attorneys for a whistleblower alleging violations occurring during the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine trial argued in federal court that their case should advance to the discovery phase. Attorneys for the defendants, Pfizer and two subcontractors, Ventavia Research Group and Icon, tried to convince the judge to dismiss the case. If successful, their clients would avoid depositions under oath. See, they want to know why you didn't disclose that your vaccine clinical trials were killing people. That's what this is all about, folks. And you remember what they did during the Spanish flu back in 1918? They moved the afflicted out into the sun because access to vitamin D, they didn't have a lot of it back then. So they moved people out in the sun to get ultraviolet radiation exposure, which lowers the morbidity rate, mortality rate, when the exposure is insufficient to produce vitamin D. They've done studies on this stuff. So if you go out in the sun and you get sun, guess what? There's a very good chance you likely are going to survive. In the cancel culture category, AOC, remember that dress she wore about taxing the rich? Well, she may have likely violated a federal law with that Met Gala theatrics. And Chuckie Schumer, he says Fox News is the number one cause of erosion in our democracy. Well, it takes a Zionist to know one, right? And there's also a video on there about a Texas repairman defending himself with his tool bag from a rooftop during an alleged attempted robbery by three guys. Whack him with a tool bag. Well, Darlene in Indiana, how is life on the farm?
A little wet today.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. We got a big rainstorm last night, too. All right, so what's on your mind?
Time to grind up your eggshells, powder them, yep, and keep them for your tomato plants, and put 2 to 3 tablespoons of eggshells in the hole, and that'll get you from keep you from blossom and rot.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'll have to remember that.
Tomatoes take a tremendous amount of calcium, you know?
Yeah, they do. I've been taking the eggshells and putting them in my compost bin. I guess I need to start saving them. Do you have to dry them out first, or you just crush them up?
Well, it depends what kind of blender you got. You know, I dry them out. I generally bake them, and then I put them in there and just powder them, because then you can use them for other things, too, because, you know, I'm a big calcium person.
You bake, like, you can use an air fryer and just kind of, like, bake your eggshells in an air fryer?
And you can also use them for your chickens, you know, instead of buying
them. Oh, I know that.
I don't even know what they're using anymore, you know?
Yeah, I know. I have a whole bag of egg shells that they make for birds that I put in their feed, but I don't put a lot of them in there. But they seem to start laying eggs now that I switched the feed from Tractor Supply's feed. It makes you wonder
about that.
That's
been a big problem.
It has.
Dr. Lee Martin Merritt, get her back on. She has learned a tremendous amount of information since she started down this COVID path.
All right, sounds like a winner. We're out of time today,
and
Darlene,
then we need Model T's with fuel injection.
I love it. I love it when the audience brings their own material. God bless you. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember, Deo Vindice. That's what the Confederates used to say. Deo Vindice, you know, God protects us. God will protect us. It's amazing how those things work. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. We are a protected class by the power of God. God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America under this national emergency. This is bogus. We all know it. Try to have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Take care.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.